It's different. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Spear Sports Report. And that's something I said for the first time today because last time I didn't know what the name of this was. I'm Andrew Finley, my co-host today, my good friend Nick Coppo. Nick, how you doing? What's going on? What'd you eat for breakfast this morning?
I'm doing well. I have yet to eat breakfast this morning, so we're going to tackle that after this podcast is up. But yeah, I'm excited to talk about some Olympics. I'm very immersed in the SDSU scene right now. Literally, we were just talking, and the SDSU band is performing outside my window, so I had to close my window. But great job, guys. If any band members are listening, you guys are killing it. You guys just did, like, the national anthem sounded great. So let's get this thing rolling.
What a good way to wake up in the morning, but to the national anthem played by your very own Aztecs. Yes, sir. Yeah. Now, before we get started, we're going to be talking about Olympic athletes who either did or are coming to San Diego State. But Nick, I've been on campus all week this week, you know, for the first time ever as a student. And you live on campus right now. As two people who went to community college, I didn't think the campus was as big as people describe, like said it was. Like, do you think it's that big? Like,
yeah, no, I agree. Like, I think there's still areas of campus that I haven't even seen yet. And yeah, compared to where we were before, it's definitely, it's a little bit daunting, but I see, like as you said, I live on campus and every day I see more people around town. So we're starting to pick up population wise. So it's going to get busy around here, but I'm excited for it.
All right. We're going to have a lot of traffic in the Mesa this school year, something that wasn't there the last couple of years. But anyways, like I said, we're talking about Olympic athletes that were once or are about to become Aztecs. That's right. We got 19-year-olds winning gold in Tokyo that represent the Aztecs. That's pretty cool. Representing the United States, representing different countries too. We got a couple athletes from Jamaica. We have a couple from Mexico. So let's just get things started. Let's talk about our athletes here. The first one is Xander Schauffele winning gold in golf. Nick, what do you make of this?
I love it. I've been Xander fan. I've been really getting into golf like the last 2 years, playing and watching, me and my dad both actually. And I've always known Schauffele as a local guy, grew up in La Jolla, SDSU alum, and he's always been like very close. He hasn't had a major, but in his last 8 tournaments, he's finished top 15 in every single one. So he's been right on that cusp. And it's just so cool for him to win gold, finally get over that hump in the Olympics. And I read, it was on NBC, that he was almost on the fence about coming to Tokyo because of the COVID concerns and everything. But SDSU fans, golf fans are glad he did. And yeah, he took home gold, representing SDSU very well.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. Just like you said, I'm not big into golf, but every time I watch, every time my dad would tell me, he's like, oh, Xander's really close. He could win this one. And he never did. So going into the Olympics, I heard he was representing America. I was like, well, here comes another top 10 finish. I don't know where he's going to finish within that top 10, but I know he's going to do it. And then he brought home gold. I'm like, we're all surprised. We're all really happy for him. I feel like this is a big step for Xander, who's still young. And he hasn't been in the PGA Tour for that long, I don't feel like. And he still hasn't won a major, but I feel like this is a good step to cement his legacy as one of the better golfers in the PGA, in the world.
Yeah, you could argue he's not even in his prime yet. He's 27 right now in the sport of golf. Usually you're seeing the prime at like that 29 to 35 range. So next Summer Olympics, he'll be 31. So that could be another opportunity for him to cement his legacy and obviously all the majors in between that. And he's now number 4 in the world too. So that's huge for him and huge for SDSU.
Yeah, huge for him, huge for his family, huge for America. This is our first gold in golf, I think, maybe ever. I'm trying to look at my notes, but I'm recording on Zoom, so it won't let me. But I heard this was a historic victory for America, and that's something really cool. Coming out of San Diego State, Xander's an Aztec for life. And you know what? I have a friend who golfs, and he said he sees Xander at courses all around San Diego. So if you see him while you're golfing or while you're just out, give him a high five. He's an Aztec for life. He's a champion. He's an Olympic champion. That's really cool. All right, I'm going to pull up my notes again because I'm a little lost. I know who's next, but I have notes on this.
I can transition for you while you look.
Yeah, go for it, man.
So next up, we got the aforementioned 19-year-old gold medalist, Nevin Harrison, who won gold in the canoe sprint, which is certainly not a sport I have ever watched before last week when she won.
It's pretty cool.
It is very cool. I don't know why I haven't before, but it makes me want to go kayaking and canoeing. And funny story, I was in Michigan for the last week visiting family, and I literally just flipped this on. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. Cool. This 19-year-old won gold. And then it was literally like 3 or 4 hours later on Twitter, I see all my SDSU stuff going crazy. It was like, Nevin Harrison, Aztec, incoming freshman, won gold. I was like, what? I just randomly watched her. And it was so cool to see. She absolutely dominated that sprint. You could see it was a little even towards the beginning, and then at the end she just kicked it into high gear. And she said afterwards that the best part of her, she's most talented towards the end. She picks up the speed towards the end while other people are getting tired. So you could see that on display. And for her being 19, hasn't even come onto campus yet, she's already the most popular kid in school, I think.
Oh, for sure. And what's crazy to me, it's so cool that she's coming to San Diego State, but as this canoe sprinter, like, what's your goal not to be a canoe sprinter? Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, San Diego State's amazing, but, you know, what opportunities are you going to get in San Diego to canoe? Maybe I don't know of it. Maybe it's not popular enough. Mission Bay is really nice. I bet you just see all these paddle boarders, you see all these sailboats, you just see her going crazy on the canoe. I think that'll be really cool. And she's only 19 years old. She did her 200-meter sprint in 45 seconds, which, yeah, that you're moving a boat in water. That's some high speed right there. At 19 years old, she was the youngest person in her class. She went into the final race as the favorite, and like you said, she dominated. She won her first gold medal. I mean, this was her first Olympic Games. This was her first Olympic gold. She won a gold medal in a Category 1 200-meter World Cup in 2019, but I don't think that compares to the Olympics. I mean,
no, the Olympics is a whole different animal. Yeah, like you said, she won like the World Championship at 17, right? But there's so much more that goes into Olympics. You're playing against other countries. You're the pressure of representing your country as a whole can be a lot mentally. But yeah, she walked in there, 19 years old, like you said, and just dominated. So it's great to see.
Yeah, an incoming freshman, 19 years old from Seattle, Washington. Nevin, if you're listening to this because you're new and you wanted to see what's up, welcome to San Diego. Welcome to San Diego State. You're a champion. We are happy to have you here. This is just your first step of cementing your legacy as an Aztec for life. Super, anytime. Super cool. If you see her on campus, give her a high five. Give her, I don't know if you should give her a hug yet. You don't really know her, but like.
Also COVID, so we probably shouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
Anytime you want to come on the pod, you're welcome.
Yes, absolutely. Anytime.
anyone we talk about today, honestly.
We would love to talk to you, ask you a bunch of questions. Anyways, those were our two gold medalists. Obviously, everyone else very proud to have had at San Diego State, but those two were the gold medalists. That's the pinnacle that you can get at the Olympics. The next guy we're going to talk about is utility rugby player Stephen Thomason. He came from the Los Angeles area. He started playing rugby when he was 16 years old. He followed his cousins and his uncle's footsteps, and he came to San Diego State. And, you know, something I found really cool when I was doing my research on him was that he said that San Diego State was instrumental. This rugby team was instrumental to his growth in rugby. And that's where he got recognized in 2013 for the U.S. national team. And then in 2017, during the USA's men's Eagle Sevens team, which was fifth in the nation when he joined them, and they're still really good today. Nick, what do you make of this? What do you feel about Steven? What do you have to say about him?
First of all, I think I was watching a little bit of rugby during the Olympics, and another sport that I haven't watched really at all other than last week, but I can definitely see why it's popular in countries like Australia, Britain, New Zealand, stuff like that. It's so fun to watch. The physicality and just the sheer athleticism in rugby is honestly jaw-dropping at times. It was just crazy. I still don't understand all of the rules yet. It's
a unique game.
Yeah, but, you know, we're learning. I'm not perfect, but I think you might have learned or read the same article I did by Austin Gale in 2017, former Daily Aztec writer, by the way, current Pro Football Focus. I think he's like the media editor now, but he's killing it over there. Yeah, he interviewed Steven, and yeah, you talked about basically what you said. He caught the eye of the USA Scouts back in 2013 on the Aztec rugby squad. And yeah, it was really cool how he gave a lot of credit to SDSU and his coaches at State. You can tell he's very appreciative, and yeah, we'll be rooting for Steven always. And yeah, anything else you want to add?
Yeah. I mean, I would have put the stats that he put up, because to me, rugby is a lot like, it's like a intense, it's like a weird, intense game of football. And like, I'm a big football guy. So I would have put some stats on here, but through all my research, maybe I wasn't looking in the right place. I couldn't find any. If any of the listeners have any stats on them, holler at me. I want to know where to find them.
If you guys got insider rugby stats, put them in the chat.
Yeah, I'll give you credit. Like, I'm not ashamed to be like, yo, I couldn't find the stats, but this person did. So if you're listening to this, you end up finding the stats, please. I want to give Steven as much credit as he can. He loved being at San Diego State. He loved playing as an Aztec. And, you know, he helped bring this rugby team to new heights. They got sixth place in the Olympics. And I read on the Olympic website that I think that's the highest that America's ever gotten in rugby in the Olympics. So good on Steven, good on Team USA. That's Steven Thomason. I don't know where he is around the world, but he's an Aztec for life.
He's probably listening. Steven, great job, man.
Oh, yeah. All of these people listen to the Spear Sports Report.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah. All right. You want to jump us into our next athlete?
Yeah. So our next athlete we want to talk about is, hope I'm saying this right, Shanyeka Ricketts. I don't know if I mispronounced
it. I think you got it. I think you got it. That's how I would have said it.
She competed in the triple jump event, which I did a lot of research. And it's interesting. I watched them do it. I'm like, huh, I wonder if they're doing that on purpose. And no. So basically with the triple jump, you have to, so it's separated into three: hop, step, and the jump, all with like a single leg. And it's very cool to watch. Obviously it takes an incredible amount of athleticism and coordination. But you know how we talk about some sports are like a game of inches? The triple jump clearly is a game of centimeters, because Shanyeka missed out on the podium by 3 centimeters. She got fourth place in the competition, missing out on the bronze medal by 3 centimeters, but just an incredible performance and another great representation of SDSU. So do you want anything to add about Miss Ricketts?
Yeah, I ran track when I was in middle school, and I know it's like, oh, that's middle school. But, you know, our team was pretty legit, I thought. And we had some people try to do the triple jump, and none of them could do it. That just adds to the amount of coordination, like you said, to be able to do that with one foot. It's really, really hard to do. And these people fly. It's like they're doing the long jump with one foot. It's incredible. And I just want to add, our track and field team is really good at San Diego State. And I think this is just a really good representation of that. I think it's Shanyeka. If you're listening to this, congratulations on fourth place. You're growing. This is the beginning. Representing Jamaica well. And if you see her on campus, give her a high five, just like everyone else.
And I also want to add very quickly, yeah, she dominated when she was at SDSU. She won She's a three-time NCAA triple jump champion, and now in the Aztec Hall, she has been for a while, but in the Aztec Hall of Fame. So that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's actually, I didn't know that. Good notes, Nick. And yeah, triple jump's really hard. Aztec Hall of Fame. Shanika Ricketts, Jamaican triple jumper. Now to wrap things up here, we got Stefania Heredia. Yeah, and Danielle O'Toole. They are Mexican softball players. Now, you're going to get to know Nick and I well. We love softball. But yeah, that's something that's interesting about us. You know, we've been working together for a couple of years. We love covering softball. Last year, we didn't really have an opportunity to. This year, obviously, things getting back to normal. Nick and I are going to work really hard to cover softball this year. Anyways, these two represented Mexico, and one was a pitcher, one was a fielder. Nick, how'd they do?
Yeah, they so another interesting little tidbit with this Mexican softball team is all 15 players were from United States colleges. So I saw a quote from the coach. He's like, I think we really only need to play one national anthem today because they're pretty much all American. He was joking, but I thought it was funny. Stefania got a limited playing time. She went 0-3, but Danielle, who is our 2020, she's signed her 2020 letter of intent, I read. She played great. She had, let me see, make sure I don't get the numbers wrong. She had a 1.24 ERA in 17 innings, which is fantastic. So again, another great representation of SDSU, and we're all just very proud.
Absolutely. It's crazy. She lost both the games that she pitched, but a 1.24 ERA is nothing to frown at. That's incredible. And, you know, it just sounds like she needed a little bit of run support, you know?
Yeah, and this bodes well for the future of SDSU softball. I think if we have a Olympian already, and I think I read that they just missed out on the bronze medal too. Mexico did after a tight loss to Canada. So seemed like a competitive tournament. Like all the sports this year were on at such crazy hours. I couldn't really watch all of them, but I read about it a little bit and it seemed like it was a very competitive tournament. USA was good. Canada was good. Japan. So
yeah,
hopefully that experience, especially for Danielle, who will be at SDSU in the future, has really hardened her and turned her into a better player.
Absolutely. And like you said, it was a very tough tournament. The United States got silver in that. Japan was a really good softball team. Even though America beat them early, Japan got them when it counted in the final game. So, you know, a lot of really good representations in softball across the world this year. And we had two Aztecs representing a top five team in the world. You know, that's really, really cool. And Danielle signed her letter of intent. She did that for 2020 or 2021?
It's 2020.
Okay.
So yeah, she should be on campus. I don't know. I haven't read anything, but she should be on the team this coming season. So,
and then do you know when Stefania? Do you know when she was
a student? I believe 2016. So she's been either, I don't know how long she played at SDSU, but I was looking at her stats from 2016. So a few years ago.
Okay. No matter what, they're both Aztecs for life. They both did great in the Olympics. They're on the world stage, for crying out loud. That's more than I can say. That's more than my co-host can say. That's more than I think most listeners out there can say. So to all these Aztecs, to Xander, to Nevin, to Steven, to Shanika, to Stefania and Danielle, congratulations on being in the Olympics. That's a huge accomplishment in and of itself. We're so proud to call you Aztecs. That's really, really cool. Is there anything else you want to say about these athletes?
No, I just want to say how much I love watching the Olympics. It gives, I think for everybody, it just brings up everybody together. and we get to watch these sports that we normally wouldn't put on in our day-to-day lives. So coupling that with watching people from our school and our hometown, it's just super fun. And I wish there was an Olympics every year, but I guess that doesn't make it as special. So yeah, and like Finley said, just we're all just so proud of all the SDCU athletes that competed this year, and can't wait to see some of them at school. And yeah, keep writing about some Aztec sports.
Yeah, this is a real unique opportunity to see two Aztecs win gold. You know, I my friend texted me the other night. He doesn't go to San Diego State. He's like, I haven't seen many alumni from San Diego State make a big impact. I'm like, did you watch the Olympics? We had six athletes, two of them won gold for America, which is a country we live in. Like, I would say that's a pretty big impact, not just on San Diego State, not just in the United States even, but, you know, that's a world title. That's pretty
significant. There's another fella that I have his jersey up right here that made a little bit of a big impact in the NBA too. So that's no big deal.
Yeah, and there's this guy who he might have had the biggest impact in San Diego history, and his name's Tony Gwynn. I don't know. Maybe you've heard of him. He's pretty good at baseball. He played for a little while. He also coached a little bit at San Diego State. I don't know. He's just a Hall of Famer, first ballot, 97% of the vote. You know, not much of an impact there, but. Yeah.
Can we get this friend on the podcast to explain himself, please? Like, that might have been the most freezing cold take of all time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think I shut him up when I told about these Olympic athletes. So you guys are making San Diego State look really good, better than it already did. That's what I was trying to say. Not saying better than it is, because like I love San Diego State. I think it's an amazing college. But yeah, you guys make it look good, and we are so proud that you are Aztecs. I think that's going to wrap up this episode of the Spear Sports Report. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Andrew Finley. That's Nick Coppo. Do you have anything to say before signing off?
I think we basically covered it, but yeah, excited for school to start in a few weeks. Everybody back on campus, or almost everybody back on campus. But yeah, let's keep pushing out these podcasts, letting the people know about all the cool sports that are happening on campus. So yeah, that's all I got for today.
Yeah. And if you see Nick on campus, you know, you can wave to him. I think if you want.
Yeah. Okay. You can give a little howdy ho to Finley too, but we're kind of celebrities around there. So we might not be able to get to it. So
dude, I don't even, I've never stepped foot in the classroom. I don't think I'm a celebrity. Either have I.
That was a little tongue-in-cheek.
All right. So from the Super Sports Report, I'm Andrew Finley. That's Nick Coppo. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.